today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, today's special. Salaam alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. Please be with us.
Ya Rabbi Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi'a al-Akwan. Ya Rabbi Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi'a al-Akwan. إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
Today, Friday, is the 4th of Shawwal 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Ordibehesht 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of May 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of Chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 46 to 49.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان.
But for he who has feared the position of his Lord are two gardens.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانٍ.
Having spreading branches.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Fearing standing before Allah Almighty prevents men from committing sins and will lead to paradise, as it is reflected elsewhere in the glorious Quran. The blessed verse 46 is also saying that for he who fears standing before his Lord, there shall be two gardens in paradise. Fearing standing before Lord means that one who knows Allah Almighty through his greatness, glory, lordship, and such knowledge causes fear in him, and there shall be two gardens in paradise for him. Today's topic is keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive. A lot of people find it hard to keep the spirit of Ramadan alive all year long because life, temptations, and attitudes can get in the way. It can be hard to keep your passion in flame and your sincerity intact, but remember, Allah makes room for you in his heart all year long, not only in Ramadan. So in return for his most gracious generosity, you too should keep him in your heart 356 days a year and always be working to please him. The month of Ramadan is certainly the best time of the year, but while you wait for Ramadan unroll around again, you can continue to do good deeds to keep that wonderful feeling alive and spread the spirit of Ramadan to others as well. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about what to do and what not to do in order to preserve the blessings of the month of Ramadan. According to these instructions, it must be indicated that throughout the month of Ramadan, everybody may get accustomed to practicing certain religious rites and rituals. However, in case apparently they may not be that, time-consuming and very short, and they may be very short. However, the shortness never stands in contradistinction against the religious value of those rituals. The logic behind all these recommendations is that if someone wants to preserve religious effects and influences of the month of Ramadan, it's like this. To practice fasting in other times throughout the year. For example, as indicated in Islamic instructions, at least 3 days within lunar month, people are invited to fast the beginning, the middle, and the final day of each month. Or, for example, regarding reciting the Holy Quran, in the month of Ramadan, pious people may practice reciting the Holy Quran at least one part each day. And throughout the month of Ramadan, one round of the Holy Quran may be recited. Yes, in other parts, in other times of the year, throughout the year, people may not have this kind of opportunity. However, they are invited to continue reciting the Holy Quran throughout the whole year. It shouldn't be a practice to forget reciting the Holy Quran throughout the whole year, but practice reciting the Holy Quran only and only in the month Ramadan, because the Holy Quran doesn't belong to the month Ramadan. It's a book of lifelong endeavor. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's look at the ways to practice Ramadan values throughout the year. And one of them is always be kind. Kindness is an important human quality that can make all the difference in the world. And there are many simple acts of kindness we can put into practice daily. For example, checking in on your neighbors and loved ones, speaking kindly to your subordinate, they will be more willing to help someone who is kind to them compared to someone who regularly pulls rank or puts them down. And let the elderly, pregnant, or differently able to go ahead of you in the queue. Allah. Remember, we had one session about health benefits of fasting backed by science in the previous episodes of today's special. Now we continue that and we reach to the AIDS weight loss by limiting calorie intake and boosting metabolism. Many dieters pick up fasting looking for a quick and easy way to drop a few pounds. Theoretically, abstaining from or certain foods and drinks should decrease your overall calorie intake, which could lead to increased weight loss over time. Some research has also found that short-term fasting may boost metabolism, which could enhance weight loss. In addition, fasting was found to be more effective than calorie restriction at increasing fat loss while simultaneously preserving muscle tissue.
You know, some of us, we disobey God and we try to compensate by doing all of these recommended acts, thinking that that is how to earn the pleasure of Allah. But if you want Allah to be pleased with you, it comes down to that. Fulfilling the wajibat and avoiding the muharramat. There's a beautiful narration from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib where he says, "Sifatan." There are two things that you need for Allah to accept your deeds. Sifatan. La yaqbalu Allahu subhanahu al-a'mala illa biha. There are two things, two qualities that you need to possess for your amal, for your actions to be maqbool, to be accepted by Allah. Now, what does it mean when something is accepted by Allah? What it means is that you have done it. You have pleased Allah. Allah is pleased with that action. And oftentimes, many of us, we pray, but Allah doesn't accept our prayers. So there's a difference between your prayer being correct in the legal sense, in the fiqhi sense, and your prayer being maqbool. You know, two people can stand in prayer and they can observe all of the ahkam of salah. They both technically did a prayer that is valid, but one of them might have a prayer that was rejected and the other prayer was accepted. What are those two conditions that we need for our actions to be accepted, whether it's prayer or anything? Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, At-tuqa wal-ikhlas, sincerity and piety and taqwa. We should try to recite the Quran on a daily basis. Now again, many of us may not be able to recite an entire juz' of the Quran, but at the bare minimum, there's a tradition from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen where he gives advice to his son, Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah, and he says to him that read the Quran, commit yourself to the Quran. Why? فَإِنَّهُ عَهْدٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Recite the Quran because the Quran is a covenant between Allah and His servants. It's like a contract between you and Allah. And when you have a contract with someone and you want to fulfill a task, you always need to refer to that contract. فَهُوَ وَاجِبٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ فِي عَهْدِهِ وَلَوْ خَمْسِينَ آيَةٍ. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says that at minimum, try to recite 50 verses of the Quran per day. And believe me, brothers and sisters, it will not take you more than 10 minutes, than 15 minutes to recite 15 verses of the Quran.
Inshallah, we continue our topic that was keeping the spirit of Ramadan alive on another episode of today's special. Until then, we keep you in Allah's protection. Fi amanallah.
جهاد